nerve attacks and how she hasn't said one nice thing to me in ages. I turned around and gave her a bone-crunching hug. Watch you don't break something, Mommy said, laughing. I can't exactly go to the doctor's right now. Later, Sunday night. The Amadi came back from the beach with some seashells Oscar and the little girls collected. I picked one to take with me to the closet, a shiny spiral with brown freckles. But then I remember how Chucha used to say girls who keep seashells die old maids, and I took it back to the Amadi and said, keep this for me until I'm married. She looked a little surprised. Tio Pepe just returned from the embassy next door with some exciting news. Mundin is going to be evacuated soon. It seems there is an Italian cruise ship in the harbor headed for Miami. The ambassador was hoping to get us all on board, but the captain said he could only take one mysterious passenger, as more would be too high a risk in view of how the SIM are carefully monitoring all ports of exit. Mommy is worried about Mundin and whether the transfer will go okay, and that starts her worrying about Papi and Tio Tony. She isn't sleeping as well anymore, as she doesn't have any Equinil left. The Amadi says that the drugstores are all out. It seems the whole country is taking tranquilizers. July 11th, 1961, Tuesday night. Last night, as we lay on our mats in the closet, Mommy started telling me stories about growing up on a sugar estate where her father was the resident doctor. It was like old times again, when we used to get along so well.